Here's Bill Nye way back in 1996 saying that chromosomes determine if you're a boy or a girl. Bill Nye, who has been recently spending time yelling at people that gender is fluid and has nothing to do with DNA, used to tell everyone that science says chromosomes determine if a person is a boy or a girl. In an episode of his show, Bill Nye the Science Guy, in 1996, the message is loud and clear. Biology says chromosomes determine if people are male or female.
Consider the following.
I'm a girl. Could have just as easily been a boy, though, because the probability of becoming a girl is always 1 in 2. See, inside each of our cells are these things called chromosomes, and they control whether we become a boy or a girl. Your mom has 2X chromosomes in all of her cells, and your dad has 1X and 1Y chromosome in each of his cells. Before you're born, your mom gives you one of her chromosomes and your dad gives you one of his. Mom always gives you an X. And if dad gives you an X too, then you become a girl. But if he gives you his Y, then you become a boy. See, there are only 2 possibilities. XX, a girl, or XY, a boy. The chance of becoming either a boy or a girl is always 1 in 2. A 50-50 chance either way. It's like flipping a coin. Mm-hmm. X, you're a girl, Y, you're a boy. Some people are just lucky, I guess.
This message contradicts the liberal malarkey Nye has been pushing recently. In a recent episode of his new Netflix show, a spinoff of his show from the 90s, Nye teamed up with Rachel Bloom of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend to explain why gender is oh so fluid and not at all tied to one's DNA. The Bible is very clear that God made male and female. In Mark 10:6 it says, "But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female." I mean, it's in black and white right there. There's no room for this fluidity nonsense. So let me know what you think about this in the comments below. And if you're new, be sure to hit the subscribe button and stay tuned for more videos. Thanks for watching.